kind of lunch to you?
A good lunch?
What was your evaluation?
Well, he indicated that he had a meeting with you. I gave him no indication about having talked with you, although he asked me. I said, I'm just inquiring. He would be interested in number two in the State Department, number one in justice. Outside of that, I said, any other openings? No, that's about it.
Well, I'm afraid that he doesn't have the experience for two over there at this delicate stage. Don't you?
That would be my honest opinion, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, I think he'd be three and could go to two some of these days.
Well, that might be held out for him. He wasn't all against three, just figured he wasn't qualified enough, but he could become qualified enough. And he also mentioned the fact that he'd had...
How do you feel he'd be qualified for two and not for three?
Well, he thought that might be an opening towards Secretary of State in some distant day. The other one, he said, he's not enough about economics, and he had some legal arrangements with Pan American, which was not in the State Department. And then at one time, he had an arrangement with Thailand, which he's still trying to get paid for.
Well, but that wouldn't... He'd have to give them up if he came in the State Department.
Oh, yes, he would.
But does he mean he thinks that... what I don't get is why, if he would be willing to... why does he think he'd be qualified to be the second man in the department and not be qualified to have a lesser position in number three?
Well, I suppose he probably figures he doesn't know enough about economic affairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you. While I've got you, can you get that banking bill up for me this week?
It was brought out today. We'll try and get it out Thursday or Friday.
If you'd give him notice today and tell him you really got to go, because that is something that's important. You see, they catch me, and these delays murder me, and here's what you can tell your people if they want you to postpone it. We've messed around with a big fight in the House with Patman, and we got by the second quarter payoff, and they had to borrow a hell of a lot of money to bail out some of these savings and loans. Yeah. Now they're coming up, and you got your third quarter that comes in October. So in order to get the money to bail them out in October, they got to float the bond, they got to sell their paper on the 26th of September. In order to sell it on the 26th, I got to announce it today. And I stayed up last night till midnight trying to fight with them to keep it down. They got to have $750 million. Because they figure they're going to have a run on some of these damn savings and loans. And we could stop all that if we just say to the David Rockefellers and the rest of them in these big banks, you got no business paying 5.5% interest anyway, and we're not going to allow you to pay it on anything under $100,000. Then we'd get all this little money back in the savings and loans, and they'd start lending it, and they'd quit running on the central bank. I don't know how long I can take it. Now, if you could get that up where I could get it this week without a damn House amendment, Senate amendment of some kind, they reported it just like the House. I had a deal with Willis that if I'd go on and settle the fight with Patman and the administration, get it, he'd take it as the House passed it. Now, that's it. He reported out that way. And if we keep a damn Javits or somebody from messing it up, and the home builders are 1,000%, and the other folks are around lobbying, get it up before you know it, get it to me. It would sure save this government to maybe 0.5% interest, and probably floating another $500 million anyway of paper. So I just want you to know those arguments and talking to somebody who wants you to put it over for him to get back from a speaking date in Arkansas or something.
Yes, sir. We'll get up as soon as we can, and I hope we can get it up by Thursday. And if at all possible, we'll try and do it tomorrow, at the latest Friday, I would hope.
Now let me go back over again with you what I thought you said. You said you thought Dean was up in years, Arthur Dean,
yes,
but you thought he was a good man.
Yes.
You thought that Vance was excellent. You thought Dundee was pretty good?
Good.
Okay, now what do you think about Linowitz? Do you know him?
Don't know him.
Saul Linowitz, he's been on this chairman of this foreign aid advisory, and he's been running the Xerox company.
Well, that's the kind of man you ought to try, I think. He's made a good reputation in Xerox. He seems to be okay. He's the kind of outsider I think you ought to bring in and try somewhere.
Much fun.
Mr. President, can you get hold of McGee? We need him tomorrow, and I understand he's going to Wyoming. And I only one who can keep here is you, if you can do it.
Do you think he'd vote with us if he stayed?
Well, I would think so. I don't see any reason why he would vote otherwise. If he voted otherwise, I want him to go.
I thought he was going to vote otherwise, but what is the vote on 375,000?
350,000.
350.
Knocked out, which
I'll call him.
Republicans put in, but 250,000 remains, plus the farm labor thing.
I'll call him.
Yes, sir. Thank you.